The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show. To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.
Hello, Nathan. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing good. How are you today?
I am well, sir. Thank you.
Excellent. Hey, I know I'm pushing you into overtime here, so I apologize for that. But I just had a quick thought about this whole death penalty thing, and it's kind of speculation, but maybe I'd like to know your opinion on it. So what if this death penalty banning is the demons getting out ahead of the curve on red martyrdom? You know, I mean, because they definitely don't want red martyrdom. That's going to create saints and swing things back in the other way. So,
Do you think that the same lefty crowd that's all for this, when they're marching me and you off to the guillotine, won't be all of a sudden for death penalty?
They're very susceptible to persuasion in the popular movement. So, I mean, I think if they can punish and torture, I mean, one thing they like to do is they like to shout people down and stuff. And if they can put us in a bad way, that's just as good to them. You know, the other thing is, too, it's just a leading into sin. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
So
from the lefties, the trad cabs that I know and hang out with and love, by the way, they're very much against the death penalty. And if Pope Francis says something, they'll follow it.
That doesn't sound like a trad that I know.
Well,
that sounds to me like an imposter.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, they obviously
don't
follow the magisterium.
Now, who would have more influence to other Catholics and some matter of doctrine like this? CNN and the libtard media saying it? Or your next-door neighbor who describes herself, I am a faithful Catholic. Thank heavens for Papa Francis making my dream on the death penalty come true. Who's going to have more sway?
Yeah.
That's why it's dangerous.
Yep, exactly.
And like Rusty says in the chat room at MikeChurch.com, and changing the catechism to reflect false doctrine is a horrible thing because so many will take it as defide. Barrett Brief Challenge Word Number 6, as defide doctrine and will be led astray. That's my whole message for this day. It's not what the doctrine is. This is, look, I don't get a vote, like I said when I started the show today. Nathan, thank you very much for the call, brother, sister. I don't get a vote, neither do you. It's the threat that is posed. And look, you don't think that Papa Francis, that he doesn't know what he's doing? He knows that he's planted the seed. I would almost name names at this point, but it wouldn't do any good. But he knows he's got his minions out there on social media. And after Holy Mass this weekend, they're going to be going, did you hear? Yes, we're liberated. Papa Francis is mean. He said that that penalty is inadmissible, just like we've been saying. Also, he joined you in your opposition to dogma and doctrine. So he's on the wrong side. Now, final thought.